Erland in my dreams, longing for a place. In the spring of 1902, the royal yacht Drott docked in the harbor of the seaside resort Borgholm. On board is Victoria, Sweden's crown princess, and on this trip, she wants to discover Erland for the first time. At this point, she has been married to Crown Prince Gustav for 20 years, and they have 3 sons together. In recent years, Victoria had spent most of her year in more southern latitudes, in Egypt, and above all, in Italy. The reason for this is Sweden's cold climate, which causes problems for her health, particularly her lungs. However, this is not only about physical health. The marriage with Crown Prince Gustav has been unhappy for many years. Victoria feels somewhat misplaced at the Swedish court, and the palace in Stockholm feels like a prison. Maybe Victoria would be happier spending some time on the island Öland, with its warm and mild climate and the many sunny days, reminding her of the south. On Öland, there was already a royal estate in the parish of Repling, just outside Borgholm, once founded by the Swedish king Gustav Vasa. Another king who had long had the interest in the area was King Oscar II, who, for several years, had plans to build a summer castle nearby. So, it seems to be the perfect timing for this daughter-in-law Victoria to take over the project. This spring of 1902, when Victoria arrives on Öland, she takes long walks in the outdoors, accompanied by her friends and all her dogs. Victoria loves dogs, especially poodles. They have enchanting days together, the orchards bloom, and the party is hunting for ancient artifacts. "Finally, I can breathe here," she says, visibly perked up. Right next to the dry heathlands of the Alvaret, there is a beautiful, leafy oak forest, and here everything blooms perhaps more than anywhere else. There are violets and elder, hawthorn and nightingales, and in the middle of the forest there's a sunny clearing. Here she will build her magical, white summer castle, where she can gather strength and feel free. In 1903, she buys the 114-acre land for 14,514 Swedish crowns and 51 Swedish öre. A couple of crofters already live in the area. Victoria offers them to buy their cottages or to work in the castle that is to be built. Most of the crofters decide to sell their farms. Some few stay and become servants. It is important for Victoria that her sanctuary remains as private as possible, like an island, seclusion guaranteed. When Victoria plans her summer castle, she has a particular place in mind as inspiration. On the southern Italian island of Capri, with its turquoise sea, rocky mountains, and sun-drenched beaches, she has spent a lot of time in recent years with her physician and confidant, Axel Munthe. His dream villa, San Michel, which he had built in the 1890s, had attracted great international attention. The American writer Henry James described Munthe's villa as a creation of the most fantastic beauty, poetry, and uselessness that I ever saw, all gathered in one place. At San Michel, there is a peaceful silence with an incomparable view of the Bay of Naples. The house, with its high vaults, its light, and marble-white columns, is filled with antique art and tastefully decorated down to the smallest detail. There is much in Soliden that is reminiscent of San Michel. One example is the pergola, with its rows of columns and a roof of wild wine. Another inspiration is the dining room and all of the antique statues. At the same time as Soliden started to be completed, Victoria also builds a villa in Capri near San Michel. In photos from there, she looks relaxed in her bright Capri uniform, a white outfit with a skirt and a blouse made of Capri wool, a straw hat and shoes with braided bast soles. She is photographed at work on the terrace, at her desk, and on excursions by the sea, and in the mountains. Life on Capri seems easy and unadorned, but Victoria lives, of course, a privileged life, even here. Perhaps it is precisely the unsophisticated, natural life that makes her thrive on these two islands, Öland and Capri. There's also a place in Victoria's childhood that's always in her thoughts and inspires her now as she creates her sanctuary on Öland, the Island of Flowers. Situated in Lake Constance in Germany, Victoria spent her childhood summers at the family's castle of Mainau with her brothers and cousins. The little island was full of lush linden forests that invited adventure, but also parks with thousands of flowers. Here she fished and rode her horse Darling and sailed her little boats on the dark blue waters of Lake Constance. And it was also here that she met people who did not belong to the court, but lived a completely different life. All her life, Victoria had dreamed of a place of her own. Now she had chosen Erland to create it. A place free from court rules and all of the you musts she had to take into account before. A place that is both peaceful and unsophisticated in a natural way, and yet holds unexpected surprises and adventures. When Victoria decides on something, she is doing it with all her heart and the strongest commitment. And so she begins with the creation of her sanctuary and home.